In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Beloved Father David, Father John, and Father Ted, and Deacon Nicholas, subdeacons, readers, cantors and choir members, and parish council, and everyone present here, and the ones that I see them for the first time. This is a blessing, a great blessing for all of us to be here in this holy community. You know, the Feast of Saint Raphael means a lot to all of us. We learn, you know, I am as a hierarch, I am nothing, you know, like when we read his life, I am nothing. I am trying to learn from him. Today, the gospel teaching about the Good Shepherd. So all of us, Saint Raphael and me and the clergy and everyone, we learn from the Good Shepherd. We have one Good Shepherd. So as the more we emulate the Good Shepherd, we become his reflection, his icon. You know, we see enough of each other every day. We see Father David, we see Archbishop Joseph, we see Father John, we see Father Ted, we see our father and mother, we see each other, you know, like all the time. But we need to see the Good Shepherd as well. So the more we see the Good Shepherd, the more we look like him exactly. You know, why do we need a clergy if we don't emulate him? Why do we have like clergy and, you know, all the organization and everything we have if we don't be him? You remember on the cross, everyone was done on his own. Only a few people left there, stayed at the cross. Mainly the women disciples. So that's why one day, I remember, I said it here in this holy community. I said, we are a minority in this world, but we are the flavor. We can make a big difference. You know, like in the bread, we put a little piece of leaven, a little piece. We don't put much salt. Because if we put much salt, it will kill us. We put little salt. But that little salt, or that little leaven, makes a big difference. So minority is not a bad thing. Maybe minority, now in the Middle East they talk about minority all the time. But minority, when they talk about Christians in the Middle East. So, but minority means like a small number, but not a little quality. So quality is there, but the number is small, so what is it? You know, Jesus in the beginning, in the very beginning, he has not chosen like 5,000 people. He chose 12 minus 1. Right? 12. But those 12, you know, like brought the whole universe to the faith. Imagine like we are 5,000 people now. 5,000 different opinions. We cannot express the same faith. It's impossible to lead a parish council, for example, They will drive you crazy if we had like 5,000 people here.
So the quality then makes a big difference. The quantity, you know, maybe will come later. But the quality makes a big difference. And we have it here. We have it here. So that's why he has a good faith. He has a good intention to shepherd you and to serve all of you. When it's hot, when it's cold, when it's whatever, he doesn't care anymore. He used to complain. out of his sincerity and honesty. So he used to complain because, you know, like he wanted to shepherd the people. But one day I said to him, look, when you are behind the altar, don't count how many people in the church. Let your mind be in heaven. And heaven itself will bring people to here. Yes? And I said to him again, that Saint Spiridon, this great man, he used to serve and he saw angels serving with him. Do we need better than this? So thank God for you being here. I wish all of you that had a good summer. A good summer, wherever you went, wherever you could be. I know the summer here is very hot, but you go physically from here, but you are remembered in prayer here in this holy altar. So this holy church was built, was founded in order not to make any mistakes. When we say we shepherd to you, or we shepherd you, or we minister to you, we mean it two things, spiritually and physically. If you are not here, you are somewhere else in the mountains, or your loved ones, wherever you are, but you are still here. You're committed to here, and you are attached to here. This is the church. You know, like if there is no people, even in prayer, why do we need this building? Why do we have to pay rent and expenses and so forth? So the church is not the building. The church is wherever you are. The church is wherever we are. That is the church. The remembrance, the prayer in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ, that is the church. That is the church. And we learn all that from our master, from good shepherds like Saint Raphael. So that's why the clergy and I, the priest and I, you know, we learn. We are not bringing to you anything like from a different, you know, like cosmos or from a different planet. But we bring in something you believe and we believe that this is the truth. Sometimes the church repeats itself millions of times. Lord have mercy, for example, we keep saying, but this is not just an empty repetition. To pass the message of God which cannot be comprehended by a human mind. We're talking here about God's mercy, uncreated mercy. So how can I understand, you know, with my created, limited mind, the uncreated God's mercy? How can I do that? It's impossible. So God has to send His mercy, His signals, if you like, His graces into me in order me to understand this divinity. You know, Moses, when he asked to see God, the answer was, no one can see me and live. I am nothing comparative to divinity. I am nothing. My vestments are nothing. Everything on this earth, nothing comparative to the divinity of Jesus Christ. So that's why in the church, if there is a repetition to help us to grow, to help us understand, to help us become the quality. The quality. We teach subdeacons and readers. We teach our faithful everywhere. We teach our clergy. We have seminars. We have retreats. We have, you know, like many, many things in the diocese in order to offer a better and a holy and a spiritual ministry to our people, to lead them by example. And Saint Raphael is one of many, many examples. You know, yesterday I was reading something, and when I am prepared to visit one of our parishes, it happened many years ago and continue to happen. While I am reading something, you know, I see the next morning when I am in the church, I see some lines, you know, like very befitting, very, you know, like appropriate to mention. By the way, today was supposed, as Father David announced to you, that another bishop, you know, like the Bishop of Brooklyn, was supposed to be here, but he lives back east. So that's why, you know, because of the hurricane, because of the flood, because of the damage, and because of no power, because of a big, big disaster, so that's why he was unable to fly. Yesterday afternoon, he called me that he canceled the flight because no flight. So please understand, but in the future, when I will invite him again, when we reschedule it, so we will announce it to you. So this new bishop, last December, a year ago, December 11th, went to the Middle East to consecrate 3 bishops, and he is one of the 3. And we gave him a title, Bishop of Brooklyn. Bishop of Brooklyn. He's very young. But when we choose someone to the episcopacy, so we find in him a good amount of understanding and a good amount of spirituality. So that's why he's young, but he has something to share with all of us and with the people. So yesterday I was reading something, and out of the blue I saw you in these lines, and I will share them with you now. This is from Saint Innocent of Alaska. It's another good man. And the whole thing is a quote from him. It says, if you bear your cross, if you bear your cross with perseverance and seek comfort only from him, only from him, through his mercy, as I say, through his mercy, will not abandon you, but will touch your heart and will impart to you the gift of the Holy Spirit. It is then that you will feel an indescribable delight, a wonderful inner peace and joy such as you have never experienced before. And at the same time, you will feel an influx of spiritual strength. Prayer will become easier and your faith stronger and deeper. Then your heart will be kindled with love of God and all people. All these are gifts of the Holy Spirit. When the Lord decides to honor you with such gifts, do not consider them as rewards for your labors, and do not think that you have attained perfection. Such thoughts come from pride. The comforts and grace of the Holy Spirit are not rewards, but gifts of divine mercy. Occasionally, the Lord allows us to get a foretaste of future blessings so that we will put forth a great effort in seeking His eternal kingdom. Take this good course, the thought of the day. You read that on the website. If you go on the website of the diocese, you will see every day a quote like this, thought of the day. And many people, before I make comments on this, many people called me from over 50 countries. Over 50 countries in this life. You know, countries I never heard, people never, you know, saw or met. So they wrote to me on the website that this little thought of the day has changed their life. We are not using, you know, like just lies. We are not using like in a word like we talk all the time, and most of our words, you know, do not make any sense. So people like you know, like Raphael, you know, those live the Bible and they put it for us in words for us to understand and follow and live the Bible more and more. You know, you can go somewhere else. If not because of your faith, you should go somewhere else and learn something else in this life. Computer, technology, you know, you're smart enough like that of the other people, they believe what they hear, they believe what they read. But you know, the church offers things beyond all this. Church is offering us the kingdom of God. Not as a reward, but as a gift. As a gift of God. So in the church we receive gifts. We don't give money, maybe. We don't have it most of the time. We don't offer food. We don't have it most of the time. We don't have a fancy food in the church. We offer the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. That is the most precious thing ever in our life. Everything will die except the body and the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ will never ever die. You know why? Because it is the source of life. It is the source of life. A beautiful gathering today. Beautiful gathering today. To be reminded that the church is us, every one of us. So the more we speak with Him, the more we unite ourselves to Him and with Him, so we are the church. And the church is always talking about eternity. The church always talking about eternal life and kingdom. So something to stay with us. Cannot and doesn't have any material to give us. Because, for example, if the church will give it, it will create tomorrow. A kingdom of God that is above and beyond any material. Beloved in Christ, that's why Lord Hollander built this holy community. And I don't mean the building, built the presence in here. So every one of us has to emulate those leaders. Every one of us has to be like those disciples. You know, when they talk to me about this church, we met in a restaurant, you know, because we didn't have a place. You remember? One day in Boise, Idaho, you know, we didn't have any presence. And I was flying in the area in Idaho and in Washington, and I made a landing, especially to meet some people, those who became leaders now, the founders of that church. I met with them at the airport of Boise. So the church was born at the airport. So we use every means, we use every possible way in order to build the body of Jesus Christ. The church is the body of Jesus Christ. And those who believe in that, they become the body of Jesus Christ. So don't be hopeless. Strong. You have a good quality, beloved in Christ. You have a good quality. And this quality will enable us to heal many, many situations. You know, we have illnesses, we have diseases, we have marital problems, we have political problems, we have church problems, we have social problems. The church has to give the answer. The church has to give the answer. But when the church is just like ritual, you know, like we cannot offer anything, we cannot give anything, we cannot heal any little situation. So we are not religious. We begin our life with being religious. But after that we have to build a good spirituality, deep spirituality. By becoming the icon of Jesus, by becoming the icon of the shepherd, Saint Raphael, becoming the icon of the Mother of God. So unless we become the icon itself, we are unable to heal any situation. You know, like when I go to New York, for example, or to big cities, I see some, and here I don't mean like to disrespect, you know, to anyone. But when I go, I see people yelling, you know, like with microphone, with speakers. Jesus is coming, the end of the world, and whatever. You know, these people, you know what happened? And even pastors, some of them pastors, they ended their life by becoming atheists. There's no root. There is no root. There is no moisture. The word of God was just like on the surface and died. And 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, we read the passage of the sower. When the word of God falls in you, in me, in every one of us, will live and give fruit. That's it. We need that ground, that soil, that good property. You don't need loud voices. You need deep faith. Deep faith. This area needs all of you. They have everything. They have everything. You need it, and you know better than me. But they need flavor, as I said in the beginning. The flavor of the soul. The flavor of the heaven. The flavor of Jesus Christ to be given to them in a nice way, in a Christian way, in a spiritual way, in a loving and merciful way. This is what they are looking for. You know, when they see me at the airport, some airport with my car, with my iPhone, they say to me, your medal is beautiful. I said, this is not a medal. This is an iPhone. And I say it with a smile. You know, it gives me something to think, and they ask me more. Who's this here? That is my moment. That is my moment. And I am praying for that moment. You know, we don't. We emulate, as I said, you know, good. Yeah. We don't emulate, you know, like life. We sit at the airport and we drink and we eat and we keep, you know, killing time by eating. This is not a good way. We read. When they look at us, some, like, on the plane, you know, the seats are close to each other. Look. Oh, Antiochia. They say, Antiochia. What Antiochia mean? Preaching. Diocese. What diocese means? He explains. Now, if I'm reading something like from the Bible, for example, oh, I used to read the Bible, but not anymore. Why not? Telling them, you know, encourage them to read the Bible. We tell them to read the Bible in a different way than they used to read it. The Bible is not a book. The Bible is not a book. The Bible is not a few pages. You know, I can, thank God, I have a good memory, so I can memorize, you know, like everything. But the Bible is not like a few lines, a few pages to memorize. The Bible is the precious experience. So all what we will believe is in the Bible. So that's why some people, non-Orthodox people, do not believe in the Bible. So they think that he is like out of the question. No, he is the main part. He is the main part. But they do not understand the Bible because they read it as just like a book. You know, if we like to understand the Bible, we have to read the Bible according to the holy Orthodox tradition. We send John Chrysostom, for example, read others, you know, like holy fathers, they help you understand the Bible. You know, the Bible is not just a book, a few pages, but Jesus is there. If I don't identify myself, if I don't unite myself to Jesus in the Bible, reading the Bible, you know, won't give me any healing, any good. So this holy community, beloved in Christ, is looking for Jesus and nothing else. Nothing else. This holy community was born to lead you into the kingdom of God and no less than that. So that's why I don't let anyone talk in the altar, because this is not about us. This is about God to come and visit us through this prayer. You know, the answer is not more important than what we are doing, the prayer itself. So, beloved in Christ, let us trust God that when we offer up to Him, when we offer will meet us. He will guide us. He will fill us with all His presence and with all His wisdom. But I have to grow more and more day after day. And every time I am in the divine liturgy, today I'm serving you. But I guarantee it that this is different than today. Not because of the building, not because of a big choir. No, because I am a different person. I see things differently every time. So Jesus is helping me to grow. Jesus is making me grow and to understand Him more and more. Day after day. So every day I see my ministry in differently, you know, like anyway. So beloved in Christ, don't surrender to despair. Don't surrender to the same, you know. The church is too long, the church is boring, the church is no. Wait a minute. If it were boring and too long and nonsense, it would have died many years ago, like many other things died in this life. But Orthodoxy still is a beacon of hope. Orthodoxy is offering the kingdom of God, no less than that. So that's why it will never ever die. This is the meaning of the feast of today. The feast of today, beloved in Christ, maybe we had it last year. We had it the year before. But every time is different. Why? Because we are different. We have grown enough. We have matured enough in the faith. We have become deeper enough in order to get the message. Every time we have a different message. So I pray for you, Father David, to be strong. Not strong to control people. You can do it because you are so nice. But to be strong in your faith and not to let anything deviate you from that faith. You are a good man. You have a good family. At least the same. Because I love them, so that's why, you know, like this message over and over. And because we love all of you, all our people, you know, we are honored to serve you according to the faith. The Master Himself is teaching us how to do it. So may God bless you and keep you in this faith without, you know, like without any fear, without any uncertainty, innocent of Allah, said, with perseverance we get it. With perseverance we get it. You know, the kingdom of God is not like 2 years old or 20 years old or 200 years old. The kingdom of God and our faith is for eternity. So that's why we cannot say, you know, like, it's too much. I did this for many years and I got nothing. We have still enough time ahead of us to get the kingdom into the kingdom of God. So perseverance and patience. And all these are Christian virtues. You know, patience could be like in the daily life, could be like just, you know, we prolong the problem, or we ignore the problem, or we you know, like, no. In the church, patience means like, not my time, but God's time, you know, everything has to do with God's time, not with my time. So I pray for all of you to be this kind of people. And look what happened. It struck me in Orthodox. Saint Raphael came to North America in 1895, right? And this bishop, 100 years later, in 1895, I came to this country. And I am so blessed to be trying to be like him. But we are, here we are with Bishop Raphael. We are blessed to be like him. But here, we don't deserve to be like him here. Unless he gives us the grace and the mercy and the gifts of all the Holy Spirit to be his servants. That needs a lot of mercy. So God bless you and have a wonderful day.